Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Meanwhile, here we are again, another weekend, another leak about NPHET recommendations, and no one knows exactly what is going to happen. We're hearing the Cabinet Subcommittee is due to meet tomorrow. We don't know when any decision is going to be made. It is like deja vu, only the figures are considerably worse than they were 2 weeks ago. And there is a lot of division out there politically about whether we even should move now to level five. So we're going to be discussing this throughout the programme with various guests, and we want to know what you think about it. You can text us at 5155. You can tweet at Drive Time RTE, and we're going to be hearing about some of that political division in just a moment when we're going to be speaking to a senior Fianna Fáil TD who will explain why he's against Level 5 at this time. But first, we're going to our reporter Barry Lenehan. And Barry, where exactly are we this evening in relation to this advice from NPHET?
Yeah, here we go again. The National Public Health Emergency Team once again recommending those Level 5 restrictions, this time though for 6 weeks. The recommendations contained in a letter to Health Minister Stephen Donnelly after NPHET's meeting yesterday. Once again, it's hitting the media first. The Chief Medical Officer, we're told, believes the virus is soaring at a faster rate than expected. However, the government is saying this evening that the letter from NPHET doesn't recommend the closure of schools despite the Level 5 recommendation. And the feeling from talking to those in government over the last 24 hours that the move to Level 5 is thought to be inevitable. Preparations already in hand for what it entails, we're told. The surprise, though, in government buildings, the durations, 6 weeks brings us into December.
Okay, so what happens next?
More action needed, a meeting tomorrow, so says the Taoiseach.
I am conscious of the advice we've received from NPHET. I read through that this morning. I will be meeting with the party leaders tomorrow and the Ministers for Finance, Public Expenditure and the Minister for Health to give consideration to this advice from NPHET. And I know also that my officials this morning met with NPHET, met with the CMO, Deputy CMO, Philip Nolan as well, in terms of the modelling. So we're giving this very active consideration. The advice situation is very serious and we will need further action in relation to this. But obviously the government will give this very detailed consideration, examining all aspects of this and make sure that when we respond, it'll be a comprehensive response. You know, we take advice from NPHET very seriously. This is going to get very good consideration. I don't want to put a timeline on it because government will have to meet. But in advance of government meeting, you know, we want to have the situation well documented, well prepared.
So that cabinet subcommittee meeting tomorrow, senior officials met the CMO earlier. When will the cabinet meeting then be to sign off on it, perhaps a move to level five or whatever it may be? Some suggest that government may hold off holding that meeting until early next week. But can they really do that when people want certainty, especially after what happened on Sunday week last? And there's a growing acceptance of government that perhaps they can't hold off level five. The health minister, though, Stephen Donnelly, is calling for certainty.
I'm not at all surprised at what the data is showing. We've known for some time that we have rising cases and it is exponential growth. Are we always looking at the potential for other levels within the framework? Of course we are. It is a five-level framework. All of the levels are there for a reason to respond to this virus and get it back down. I don't want to preempt anything. I think what we know from previous events is that, as you say, uncertainty in individuals thinking about what may or may not happen, I don't think that's fair on people. I think what people need to know is what the current situation is. And let's not forget, we've had a major move today. And that really needs to be the focus. We need a focus for the three border counties on level four and what's required there.
Okay, so remind us briefly of what actually is in Level 5, Barry. They are severe restrictions.
Yeah, people told to stay at home except to exercise within 5 kilometres of their home. However, there is some suggestion there might be a bit of movement or leniency on that. Of course, no visitors allowed in people's homes. That's already there. No gatherings except funerals or weddings where only 6 people can attend. And no matches or events, including for elite sport. However, the Chief Medical Officer has said there could be exemptions for inter-county GAA. Although the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said otherwise yesterday. And interesting to note that survey from the GPA, 25% of intercounty players said to be against proceeding with the intercounty season. But obviously these restrictions for 6 weeks, severe restrictions right into December. What of Christmas? The Taoiseach says perhaps Christmas cannot proceed as usual.
A second time, it'll be difficult for people. It'll be difficult for businesses as well. You know, there'll be some businesses that maybe could survive losing 3 or 4 months' revenue, but not another period. I think for a lot of people who really felt the social isolation that occurred back in the spring, that'll be more difficult a second time round, particularly when we are into winter and bad weather and dark nights and all the rest of it. And I think what people would want to know, they'd want some idea or assurance as to how long this would last for, what's the target we're trying to achieve, and what would be the exit strategy. Because as we know from the last lockdown, when you get into it, it can go on for a lot longer than you think, and it can be quite slow to get out of it again. You know, I can understand the view that I would hear sometimes from retailers and restaurateurs, you know, let's lock down now and we can reopen and have a normal Christmas. I would be loath to make that kind of promise, actually.
So Barry, we're going to be talking to Fianna Fáil's Jim O'Callaghan in just a moment, but politically, what other reaction has there been?
The Fine Gael Fine Gael TD, Alan Farrell, highly critical of NPHET today on Twitter, saying it appears the body are briefing the media again of its primary instead of its primary function of advising Cabinet and causing speculation and worry. If this leaking continues, says Deputy Farrell, questions must be asked as to whether or not the body is fit for purpose in its current form. A member of NPHET though, Professor Philip Nolan, he's been responding on Twitter to an article from Dr. Jack Lambert, an expert in infectious diseases, who said lockdowns can be avoided. Nolan saying we face difficult decisions if we are to suppress the virus. He says we are doing 3 times as many tests now as in April, not 20 times more, as Dr. Lambert states, and the level of active infections now is probably half what it was at the peak, and other indicators as well, he says, are going in the wrong direction. Now not the time to downplay the significance of these indicators, and if the basic facts are so badly incorrect, how valid and useful is the opinion, he retorted to Dr. Lambert. But is level 5 really needed right now? Not so on the figures, says analyst with Carrigahill David Higgins.
In pockets of the southeast, which had very low incidence rates, good improving counties like Waterford now have near to 100 on the incidence rate, which is the number of cases per over 14 days per 100,000. And that figure of 100 rises to over 600 when you get to counties like Cavan. So the situation is increasing in every county, but it's much more severe in others. And that explains the level 4 lockdown in the border counties. But are these incidence rates high enough to warrant a level 5 restriction? Well, I think you need to remember that we're only 10 days into the level 3 restrictions, which were applied nationwide last week. You need 2 to 3 weeks to fully see the work through of an increased level on this data. So I expect by this weekend that the rate of growth in most counties in the country will begin to level off a bit. But what we've learned from Dublin is that it doesn't cause the new cases to decline. Now, the addition of a household visits ban will probably have some impact, and we'll begin to feel that probably from a week or so. So onwards, if I was to guess from how things are progressing, I think we may ultimately end up in some sort of level 4 like restriction. That is the level at which I think the numbers might begin to turn and point downwards.
And that is the end of Barry Lenehan's report. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin Bay South, Jim O'Callaghan. And thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, Jim. What's your view on the latest level 5 recommendation from NPHET to government?
Well, I think we need to recognise there that there are no risk-free options here. And no matter what decision the government makes, there are going to be negative consequences. My own view is that we should not go to level 5, which is in effect a lockdown. Like, we published a plan a number of weeks ago which said we need to learn to live with COVID. And my own view is that locking down the country is not living with it. And when you consider what the plan is that we go into level 5 for 6 weeks, and then miraculously on the 1st of December we emerge from it and go and celebrate Christmas. Like, we're just going to be back in this cycle again at the end of January and February, where there's lockdown, we're out of it, numbers going up, numbers going down. That is not living with COVID. And I think we also need to recognise that we have to take into account the very serious consequences of the disease. We also have to take into account other important factors, such as the impact and the damage that we are inflicting on the lives of young people and children. Their education, their employment, their pastimes, their entertainment, their relationships have all been been stopped or severely damaged by the restrictions, they only have one youth. We have to consider them as well as considering the issues that have been emphasised by NPHET.
Sure, and absolutely. I think few people would disagree with you that young people have been very badly affected by everything that's happened in the last couple of months. But what about older people? We heard from NPHET yesterday there's been a 2 to 3-fold increase in cases among over 65s. 24 hospitalisations in the previous 24 hours, 241 patients now in hospital. What about those people?
It's very concerning, and I'm hugely sympathetic to those people, and we have a real obligation to protect them. And I think we all need to up our efforts. But no matter what level we go to, Sarah, whether we're at level 3, level 5 or level 25, the advice is the same. We need to wash our hands. We need to keep a distance. If we have symptoms, we need to stay away. And we all have to be particularly careful when we're beside or near older, vulnerable people. But if you look at the statistics on this, like, let us go back to April. We're on the 15th of October now. April was the worst month for this. On the 15th of April, there were 144 people in ICU. Today, there are 30 people in ICU. On the 15th of April, there are 881 people in hospital with COVID. Today, there are 244. And in the first 15 days of April, there were 373 deaths from COVID. In the first 15 days of October, there have been 34 deaths. The numbers are going in the wrong direction, sure. But I think we should recognise that it's a different situation to what it was in April, as was stated by Dr. Lambert on Primetime last
night. It's interesting that you're raising Dr. Lambert because he's stating a lot of those views again in the Irish Times today, and Philip Nolan, who is in NPHET, obviously, has put out a very extensive Twitter thread taking apart Dr. Lambert's argument with other numbers. And I'm not going to go through them in detail because I think it tends to bamboozle people a little bit. But he's basically saying that his numbers are wrong and that this is not the time to downplay the significance of the indicators that NPHET is looking at.
Well, I don't think anyone is suggesting that we downplay the significance of the figures. They're going in the wrong direction.
So what are you suggesting we do then, Jim? Because they're going in the wrong direction, and they're going in the wrong direction much faster than NPHET thought they would be even 2 weeks ago.
I know, but they're
not.
So
what are you suggesting we do?
I'm suggesting we stay at level 3. We went to level 3 10 days ago. We give it time. A number of days ago, we introduced an even greater restriction saying that people can't visit other people's houses. Like, if you look over in the UK at present, they're having rows about going to tier 3 in Manchester.
Yeah.
Our level 3 is virtually the equivalent of tier 3 in the UK. So, like, we need to recognise that there are consequences to locking down the country. And it's not just young people, it's not just children, it's also in the whole area of mental health. There are people I know in my constituency who are in a severe position. Their mental health is significantly suffering because of the emphasis of the lockdown.
Again, I think that most people recognise that that is an issue, but aside from mental health, what about other medical treatments? We heard from the clinical director of Cork University Hospital that elective treatments are now going to have to be cancelled because the COVID numbers are growing, hospital staff are unavailable because they too have the virus. They can't live with the virus at this level. That's what they're telling us. So what about those people?
Sarah, we shouldn't be trying to pitch one group against another group. It's the job of NPHET to advise the Minister for Health and subsequently the government in respect of the situation dealing with COVID. The government has to take other factors into account.
Yes.
All those factors that you mentioned, such as other public health issues.
Yeah. Can you address, what do you say about the elective treatments being cancelled in Cork University Hospital and a trend that no doubt we will see across the country if the COVID numbers continue to grow? You're advocating staying at level 3. What we've seen in Dublin at level 3 for whatever number of weeks it's been now, 3 or 4 weeks, is that it hasn't stopped the virus. You're saying stay there. So then are you effectively saying let the virus continue to grow?
No, I'm not saying that. And if you look at the ICU situation in Dublin, it has stabilised. Professor Lambert said that in respect of the Mater Hospital. So we are managing in Dublin in respect of admissions to ICU. And we have to hope that what happens in Cork and other parts of the country, which came later on to level 3, will have the same effect. Can I just say to you, Sarah, there's no easy answer to this. Mm. There's no one who is right or is wrong. I don't profess to have the right answers in respect to this. It's just my political opinion based on taking into account all the different factors, COVID, other public health issues, young people, the elderly, the economy. we have to have a balanced, measured way of living with this. And if you look at the option that's on the table from NPHET now, it's we go into level 5 lockdown for 5 weeks. I'm really concerned that that will have an impact on the schools, notwithstanding the fact that NPHET suggests it won't.
Right.
We go in for 6 weeks, and then after that we come out of it. We're just going to keep going through this for the next number of months, and that's not living with COVID.
All right. Just finally then, Jim, in terms of the timing of a decision on this, we're told a sub-cabinet committee meeting tomorrow. A cabinet meeting, we don't have a date on that or a time, or we don't have a date or time for any decision. Would it be acceptable in your view if no decision was made on this either way until next week?
Well, I don't think the government should be bounced into making crucial decisions in respect to this matter. I think it is unhelpful, and I'm not blaming NPHET for this. It's unhelpful that the information from NPHET has come out into the public domain. I think it should be kept private. The government should be given time to consider it, okay, and then a decision can be made taking all the factors into account.
Jim O'Callaghan, Dublin-based South TD for Fianna Fáil, thank you very much for joining us.